Hi everyone, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Mor Shemesh and I'm from the TED Partner Catalyst team, and I'm here to talk to you about bots and application insights and about the little process that we had of combining the both of them. All right, so I'll start about talking a little bit about how we came to look at the world of analytics and application insights. So we had a few projects with a few partners around building bots using Node.js and C Sharp. And one thing that was repeating itself was the fact that people who were publishing their bots didn't have the ability to see what's happening with their bots in real time. So the process of creating a new bot is developing the logic of the bot, registering the bot in the portal, and then you can connect your bot to Application Insight, where the telemetry would start being sent to Application Insight. The only problem with that was that nothing was being presented using that data. And we saw it happening again and again and again, and we saw a lot of people that were deciding to take their data, their telemetry data, and sending it to outside solutions that give them a pre-configured dashboard and insights on their bots. And this is where we started to think about maybe we can find another solution using the data that's already being sent into Application Insights. Okay, so currently what's being sent using the bot framework is some conversation, communication, error collection, some anonymized user information about usage of the bot. And since we thought about how to start utilizing the data, we also thought about how we can augment the data being sent. And then we thought about how we can add sentiment analysis to conversations with the user, between the user and the bot, how we can understand more about conversion rates on bots and what does it mean in the world of bots, and some data on Lewis intents and things like that, and some more. And the interesting thing is that we couldn't find any existing solution on top of Application Insights, not for the world of bots and not for other worlds that are using Application Insights. So we thought about creating some kind of dashboard, analytics dashboard, and currently we're focusing on the world of bots, but this entire solution is generalized and can be used in any other world and any other Application Insight-based queries. All right, so let's see a little demo. Okay, so this currently, this project is called IBEX. It currently is available publicly on GitHub and can be used using continuous integration or run locally on any Windows machine or any other machine. It's Node.js, React-based, everything is open sourced. And what you're seeing here is, if I'll refresh the page, everything is being queried online. So all the data that you're seeing is being queried using Kusto querying language on top of Application Insights. Nothing is being cached. And the fact that we're using Kusto query language enables us to actually create really complicated queries that require a lot of data to be fed back into the dashboard with no time in between. So let's see a little bit about the data being presented here. So we have some message rate per hour, how many messages I've got for each hour, how many messages have been sent for the past 1 month using each of the different channels for the bot. I can also change that to be 3 months back. In other version that we've been developing, you can also filter which channels do you want to see, and so on. You have some error information. So I can see that I have a total of 22 errors in the last 3 months. I can click that, and then I get a little bit more details, like the fact that Microsoft bot schema bot timeout exception has happened 8 times in the past 3 months. I can drill down into that, and then I can learn a little more about which errors happen and exactly when. And when I drill down into that, I can get all the data, the drill down data on that specific error. So we can get all of those, all of this other data like conversion rate, sentiment analysis, total users and returning users. I can get a little more data about intents. So currently, the what I'm showing you is a demo bot. This is not a real bot. It's a bot that I've built using one of the examples online on alarms. So everything this bot does is around alarms, but you can utilize it on any sort of bot. So currently, my bot knows how to set alarms, delete alarms, and so on. And if I'll click on alarm set, I can get a list of all the active conversations that people are currently using my bot. And if I drill down in one of those conversations, I can get all the back and forth between the user and the bot that I'm using. So I can get really quick information and understanding about why people might get frustrated. So I see that a user said hi, and the bot has answered, "I'm sorry, I didn't understand. I can only create a little alarms." So I can understand that I need to extend a little my bot's capability and what is possible to do with it. So I can see all the rest of the conversation between the user and the bot. We're going to add some more sentiment analysis in the future on each of those messages, and we'll able to see more. All right, so we have the ability to show also area, stacked area chart. We can turn it between stacked and unstacked. And the unstacked version doesn't currently work. Okay. And going back doesn't work as well. You'll have to trust me, it works. We also have scatter chart. And what I'm currently showing is maybe a little less interesting in the world of bots, but the fact that we can utilize this data on any query that we want. So what do I mean utilizing by any query that we want? I'm going to open this project using Visual Studio Code. And show you a little bit how this looks in the background. So everything that is creating the dashboard is actually a JSON-based configuration. And I can see all the queries that I'm running on top of application inside here. So currently, those queries revolve around bots and the world of bots. But we can change those queries and connect between the different elements in the dashboard to be associated with different worlds. And each customer can take that dashboard as it is and customize it to their own needs. So currently, I'm working on a private dashboard that I have here. I can even edit that dashboard and play with the locations and the sizes of my graphs. And if it really, really works and I refresh it, then the layout would be, it wouldn't be saved, but it's usually saved and being saved in the background. We can also edit things like, if you see here that we have three average per day errors. If I go to the customization, I can change one of the average per hour and save that. And what I'm supposed to get back when I'm coming back to the dashboard. Okay, so we are a bit buggy, but the thing is that if you edit the configuration and go back to the dashboard, you'd actually be able to see everything according to what you've customized. Okay, so what we have moving forward, we are currently having two really big collaborations with two big customers, one from the US and one from Europe. We're also designing a multi-company Hackfest in the UK. Where a lot of companies can come and try that out with their own bots. We're also looking into expanding the worlds that we've been speaking, so not only bots, but on the world of gaming and blockchains, and see how we can use the same mechanism of querying on top of application insight, instant queries, queries that you don't need to cache, and utilize it into other worlds. So those are the partners we've been collaborating with. This entire dashboard is generalized. It means that you can extend the visual components that you're seeing. We're looking into expanding some of those components to include maps and other stuff. And you can also extend the data sources. So currently, we are mainly building on top of Application Insights, since it allows us to run very complicated queries on top of their data. But the data sources can also be extended, and you might be able to add Azure Tables, SQL Database, and so on. And customizing. So everything you've seen, although it's a little buggy at the moment, everything you've seen is completely customizable, meaning that you can play with the queries, you can play with how you want it to be displayed, you can play with locations and sizes, and with the connection to data sources in that dashboard. All that said, we also have a pretty simple ramp-up experience. So the way that it would work if you're using web apps, is you can connect that with you can connect the dashboard with a GitHub repository, and it would just start working as it is. You don't need to define anything else. You don't even need ARM templates. As soon as you start working on the dashboard, it would ask you things like what's your Application Insight account, ID, and an API key. And once you have those, it would enable you to use the Today Bot dashboard. And in the future, we'll enable people to pick one of the dashboards that we'll be offering. So we might have bots, gaming, blockchains, websites, whatever we're going to be working on. All right, so one more cool feature we've been working on is the setup experience. So on the first time that you start using the dashboard, authentication is not going to be enabled. And then the user can look on the side, he has some help about how to activate authentication on this project. And this small guide and link will explain how to add AAD support and integration, AAD passport, to this website. Right, so if I close it and I activate it, I can decide which administrators are actually going to be able to access my account, along with the redirect URL, client ID, and so on and so forth. All right, so I think that's about it. I think we got everything covered. And if you want to learn more about the project, this is the site that it's currently hosted. As I said, it's completely open source. All the components we are using are open source components with MIT license, meaning that you can take it and use it and change it with anything that you want for your own project. Doesn't matter what the goal is. And that's about it. Right, so thank you all for listening, and have a great Build event.